Verse 41.
يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِيَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِي أُوفِ بِعَهْدِكُمْ وَإِيَّايَ فَارْهَبُونَ.
O children of Israel, remember my favor which I bestowed upon you, and fulfill your covenant with me. I will fulfill my covenant with you, and me alone should you fear. Footnote 75. Israel is another name of Jacob, son of Isaac. This name was bestowed on Jacob by God later in life. Genesis 32, verse 28. The original Hebrew word is a compound one, made up of Yesara and Ail, and means God's prince, warrior, or soldier. Concordance by Cruden and Hebrew English Lexicon by W. Gesenius. The word Israel is used to convey three different senses. Number one, Jacob personally, Genesis 32, verse 28. Number two, progeny of Jacob, Deuteronomy 6, verses 3 and 4. Number three, any righteous and God-fearing person or people, Hebrew English Lexicon. Footnote 76. After Abraham, the covenant was renewed with the Israelites. This second covenant is mentioned at several places in the Bible. Exodus chapter 20, Deuteronomy chapters 5, 18 and 26. When the covenant was being made and the glory of God was being manifested on Mount Sinai, the Israelites were so terrified to see the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, Exodus 20 verse 18, that accompanied this manifestation, that they exclaimed to Moses, saying, "Speak thou with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die." Exodus 20, verse 19. These impudent words sealed their fate, for thereupon God said to Moses that in future no law-giving prophet, as he was, would appear from among them. Such a prophet would in future appear from among the brethren of the Israelites, i.e. the Ishmaelites. Thus, in this verse, God reminds the children of Israel that he had made a covenant with Isaac and his seed after him, to the effect that if they fulfilled their covenant with him and obeyed all his commandments, he would continue to bestow his favors on them. But if they did not fulfill it, they would be deprived of his favors. Now, as the Israelites utterly failed to keep the covenant, God raised the promised prophet from among the Ishmaelites, as he had already promised, and henceforth the covenant was transferred to the followers of the new prophet. Verse 42.
وَآمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلْتُ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَكُمْ وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِي ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا وَإِيَّايَ فَاتَّقُونَ.
And believe in what I have sent, which fulfills that which is with you, and be not the first to disbelieve therein, and barter not my signs for a paltry price, and take protection in me alone. Footnote 77. Musaddiq is derived from saddaqa, which means he held or declared him or it to be true. Lane. When the word is used in the sense of holding a thing to be true, it is either followed by no preposition or by the preposition ba. But when it is used in the sense of fulfilling, as in the present verse, it is followed by the preposition lam. chapter 2, verse 92, and chapter 35, verse 32. So here it means fulfilling and not confirming or declaring to be true. The Quran fulfills the prophecies that were contained in the previous scriptures regarding the advent of a law-giving prophet and a universal scripture. Wherever the Quran speaks of itself as being Musaddiq of the previous scriptures, it does not confirm their teachings, but claims to have come in fulfillment of their prophecies. Nevertheless, it accepts the divine origin of all the revealed books before it, but it does not look upon all their present teachings to be true in their totality, for parts of them have been tampered with, and much that was meant for a specific period has now become obsolete.
Verse 43.
وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُوا الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ.
And confound not truth with falsehood, nor hide the truth knowingly. Footnote 78. Here the Jews are forbidden, number one, to mix the true with the false by quoting verses from their scriptures and putting wrong interpretations on them, and number two, to suppress or hide the truth, i.e. suppress such prophecies in their scriptures as refer to the Holy Prophet.
Verse 44.
وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ.
And observe prayer and pay the zakat, and bow down with those who bow. Footnote 79. Raki' means one who bows down before God. Lisan. The Arabs used the word for one who worshipped God alone to the exclusion of idols. Asas.
Verse 45.
أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ.
Do you enjoin others to do what is good and forget your own selves while you read the book? Will you not then understand? Footnote 80. Bir, good, means behaving benevolently towards relations and others, truthfulness, fidelity, righteousness, obedience to God. Aqrab. The word also means extensive goodness or beneficence. Mufradat. Footnote 81. Book here refers to the Bible, but the clause, while you read the book, does not imply that all the contents of the Bible have been accepted as true.
Verse 46.
وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ.
And seek help with patience and prayer. And this indeed is hard except for the humble in spirit. Footnote 82. Sabr means to adhere steadily to what reason and law command, and to restrain oneself from what reason and law forbid, and from manifesting grief, agitation, and impatience. Mufradat. Footnote 83. This verse, along with the one that follows, may be taken to be addressed either to the Jews or to the Muslims. In the former case, it constitutes a continuation of the address to the Israelites, meaning that they should not be hasty in rejecting the Holy Prophet, but should try to find out the truth with patience and prayer. As taken to be addressed to Muslims, it gives them a message of hope and encouragement. If they acted with patience and prayer, they need have no fear.
Verse 47.
الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقو ربهم وأنهم إليه راجعون.
Who know for certain that they will meet their Lord, and that to him will they return.